Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago, bring this back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And in that newsletter and on our homepage, every week is a different poll. And a poll on a lot of different things. We've talked about healthcare taxes, hiring people. This week's poll is all about which party or movement do you think is best suited to deal with the recovery, the economic recovery? And we've got four options there. So check that out. When you place your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. Don't forget all the other things at the website, the articles, archives, Brain Trust members, the blog is there, the knowledge base is there, lots of stuff, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Richard Rawson, the president of Administaff. And in full disclosure, as I've said before, Administaff is one of our corporate partners. Richard, there's some things that are involved in the administration of 401ks where there are opportunities for people to find efficiencies and to hold down the costs. And you guys have done something recently that I want you to talk about. But before you tell us what you did, talk to us about the concept of what gave rise to this. Can you do that, please?
Yeah, I certainly can, Jim. You know, Administaff is a professional employer organization, and what that means is that we enter into a co-employment relationship with every employee at every client that we bring on. This is an important distinction because co-employment is now licensed. We have licensing regulation or legislation in most of the states in the country. Mm-hmm. And the other ones, you know, don't have a problem with us being there. But what co-employment does is it allows Administaff to enter into a second employment relationship with every employee in that company. And now that we have
for administrative purposes.
Well, hang on just a second.
Okay.
For a whole series of purposes. In other words, there are a number of designations where the client is still the employer, and Administaff is now an employer, and then there's some shared duties of employment that both share. Well, in the areas that we take care of is all of the things such as payroll and benefits, mm-hmm. and everything else,
mm-hmm.
workers' compensation and payroll taxes and all that, and employment practices liability and everything else. Well,
and folks, and by the way, folks, this what Rich is describing to you is the concept, the industry concept of a PEO, a professional employee organization. He's describing this is the way it works. If you were to ever deal with a PEO,
that's
called
correct.
PEO. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah. Okay. Now, under ERISA, ERISA is the federal law that mandates how benefits that an employer gives or provides to his or her employees operate, and under ERISA, an employer is not allowed to make money off of a benefit that he or she provides to their employees.
So if you're the fiduciary or the manager of a 401k or something or whatever, one of these benefits, you can't take a fee for that and benefit from it.
That's exactly correct.
You can cover your expenses, but you can't profit from it.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
And so what's happened with us over the years, in 2004, we made the decision to, obviously, we've been sponsoring a 401k since, you know, they've been in existence, but
for not only your employees, but also for the on-site employees.
Yeah, the worksite employees.
Co-employees.
The co-employees, that's mm-hmm. correct. Now, so what's happened is, in 2004, we made the decision to become our own record keeper. Now, this changes the deal bit.
Right.
As the record keeper, we are allowed to receive funds that come from the mutual fund companies to pay for our expenses.
Right.
To record keep for all these employees in the plans.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that when the dollars that we receive in from the mutual fund companies, they're called, we get them there for servicing fees and other things like that. Those dollars that we get in as the record keeper, and we're also the employer,
mm-hmm.
limit us on to how much that we can keep.
Mm-hmm.
And as you manage the operating expenses of running the plan, we have gotten to the point that we have grown from $400 million in assets to over $1 billion in assets. And as a result, the dollar amount of the fees that come in every month have now gotten to the point that they are more than what it cost us to operate the plan.
And so
since we're not allowed to make a profit, we've generated a surplus, which now we have turned around. And on July the 28th, we distributed $425,000
right.
to about 34,500 worksite employees who participate in our plan.
And this is because you've got the critical mass to amass that kind of those kinds of dollars. When we come back after these messages, I want you to talk to us about how this would apply to smaller groups, how something like this would apply. Should we be asking the administrators of our 401ks for some rebates? You know, are they making money on this? Should we be asking them for some of this back? We're going to get Richard to help us with this right after these messages. 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Richard Rawson, president of Administaff. We're talking about administration of 401ks and the expenses. I know it's a little bit in the weeds, folks, but this is important because, you know, we all need to be getting the most out of the bang, most bang out for the buck out of our retirement plans. And what Richard told us about earlier was how your company, because you've got a certain critical mass, and because of the industry you're in, you were able to basically, pardon the term, rebate, give back a certain amount of money to all your employees. And so congratulations to you on that. But for most folks out here listening, you know, who don't have that kind of critical mass, who are having other people manage our 401ks, should we be asking for that? Should we be in the due diligence? Should we be asking them about what they're doing with the money that's made above and beyond what it costs to administrate it?
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is a lot of the fees in a 401k are buried.
Oh.
And there is some federal legislation that
Who buries those?
Well, it's the mutual fund companies because they're the ones that get the money in,
right.
And then they charge, you know, 12B1 and servicing fees. You got to read way down in the depths of the documents to find out what their basis point fees that they're charging.
And of course, since they're not the employer, since they're a contractor, they can make those fees.
Absolutely, you bet, and they do.
Yeah.
And in addition,
are you proposing that some of those fees are egregious? That they're making too much. They should be rebating some of those.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not proposing that at all.
Okay.
I'm just saying that there's a much better and more efficient way for a participant to be in a 401k plan,
mm-hmm.
and that's through a company like Administaff, where they're the record keeper as well.
Yeah.
And it's, you know,
are there other people out there in addition to Administaff who could tell a similar story?
I got to tell you, I'm not sure of any. I don't know. Of course, I'm not that familiar with
but there are other companies in our industry.
There are other PEOs.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
So if you're dealing, I guess my point, Richard, if you're dealing, folks, if you're looking for a PEO, then you know whoever you're talking to, ask them these kinds of questions. And of course, the PEO movement, the PEO industry is growing across the country. So as you're the benefit of all this to you is to know how to ask the questions.
Right. One of the questions that you would need to ask is, is that PEO an actual record keeper for 401k purposes?
Right.
If the answer is no, then what I just described to you that we did, they won't be able to do.
Right, right.
So,
that's a good question to ask. All right, what else should we know about 401ks? Anything changing, anything new coming up?
Well, let's see. Like I said, there's some legislation that's pending about disclosing all of the cost of the mutual funds and the fees associated with that.
Right.
And of course,
you're saying that all these mutual fund companies who are burying that money that they're making, they would have to now disclose all that?
Yeah, they need to disclose that. And the same is true of companies that Transamerica, Prudential, those guys that offer 401ks, they've wrapped their fee inside that total fee. And so it's doing is reducing the earnings of the participant.
Right. It's load. It's part of the load.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
part of the administration. Anyway. And so, which is the big thing, which is the big problem, especially with mutual funds these days, isn't it, Richard? I mean, mutual funds have not had a great decade.
No, they haven't.
And so when you talk about taking, if there's some kind of excess administrative load that they're putting on it, then that's just hurting the yield of the earnings of the mutual fund.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of one of these things that, you know, obviously in this business, scale brings leverage.
Right.
No
critical
question
mass.
About that. Critical
yeah.
mass brings the operating leverage that the business needs. And, you know, there's some great record keepers out there, and there's some great mutual funds out there, and they deserve to earn a profit just like
of course.
You and I do.
Right.
So, but this just happens to be one particular subset of how people can really take advantage of the relationship in the PEO industry,
mm-hmm.
especially as it relates to Administaff, because those savings that we have started to produce is about 4 or 5 basis points.
Mm-hmm. Richard, I've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Thanks for this good report today. And you keep up the good work out there, working hard for small business owners. We'll see you next time.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Richard Rawson, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Administaff. He'll be back with some more information in the future real soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.